Tuesday, September 5th, 2023. Board of Equalization at 2:45, followed by Board of Commissioners at 3 p.m.
Here we go. You ready? We're situated. Let's call the meeting to order for the Board of Equalization. We could all stand and say the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom and is available for review of all citizens in attendance. Will you call roll, please, Sheree?
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Here. I'll make a motion to excuse Brian from today's meeting.
I'll second.
We call roll on that, please.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, consent agenda items. Just need the approval of the previous minutes from August 21st of 2023.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, got a motion by Troy.
I'll second.
Second by Bob. Call roll on the consent agenda items, please.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Mm-hmm.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, new business. We have a hearing for Heartland Counseling applications for exemptions for some motor vehicle taxes by qualifying nonprofit organizations. We have a 2015 Chevy Impala. Looks like the VIN number is ending in 1141602 and a 2020 Chrysler Voyager. The VIN number ending in 265285. And we have...
Me!
Hi. We have Stephanie today. Don is gone. Formality, of course, correct?
Correct. Yeah, these are just simple renewals for these two vehicles.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like it's an ongoing occurrence every meeting here that we have a couple of these, which is fine. Looks they qualify. So
I'll make a motion to approve.
Yes, sir.
The exemption.
Okay. So we got a motion. Thank you, Stephanie. We got a motion by Bob and a second by Marty on the exemptions. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Deb. Thank you.
Can you call roll, please, on that?
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay, moving on to B. Christy, she's not here, so she must not have anything for any type of clerical errors or tax corrections. So we'll move on to three with that said. Mail emergency business.
Anybody
from the public want to talk about anything here at the Board of Equalization? Probably not. And so, five, we are adjourned. Do we need to make a motion to adjourn?
Well, I will.
Okay. Okay.
I'd second it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think we do call roll on that, do we? But anyways, it's 2:50. Thank you.
So that's the meeting we normally have before.
Ready, Sheree? 1:15. Okay, I have 3 o'clock, so we will call to order the Board of Commissioners meeting. We've already done the pledge. So we will go to roll call, Sheree.
Bob?
Here.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Here.
Okay, I'll make a motion to excuse Brian.
Second.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. All right, thank you. A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. The Board of Commissioners reserves the right to adjust the order of items on the agenda. The chair has the discretion to limit the amount of time. The first item on the agenda is public comment. Anyone here wishing to discuss any item that is not on the agenda? Yes, sir.
My name, Walt Berman.
Hi, Walt.
Light Corner Drive, part of the Crystal Lake Development. Some of you probably know I've been working diligently for the last 3 months on recouping some 5 million gallons of fresh water coming out of the Dakota Sands aquifer and return it back to the aquifer. I'm going to send out just a 3 pictures here. This was taken on the fall of 21, just to let you know. This was not from a flood. This was from a lot of moisture in the air. You can pass them around just to kind of give you an idea where the water line was back then. Oop, again, there's a couple pictures here.
When was this in 21?
21, yes. The fall of 21. Where the high water line was. Now, I've been working with, you know, Matt Olson from Olson Engineering, and also Deb at the Deeds, working on it. And our hang-up right now, everything's going fairly smoothly. The hang-up is, who owns the property? Does anybody have any idea who owns the bed under the lake water?
No.
I don't think so.
Well, we don't have a name, but it's owned by somebody.
Yeah, you will here in a second.
Okay.
That's a synopsis of, there's enough for everybody. You can pass them around.
Okay.
Save one for their county attorney also. Along with this, this information, I sent 32 sheets or copies, if you will, of all the laws all the way back to Louisiana Purchase and statehood. And so all these documents all came from that. It also came from the United States Supreme Court lawsuit on, everybody know there was a salt sea around Lincoln? I didn't. Anyway, the United States Supreme Court sued Morton Salt for taking salt out of the salt sea, which was against the rules. And that's all this document went to the Joni Albrecht, all 32 copies went to the DNR. In Omaha, and it also went to the Attorney General in Lincoln. With all the laws that I gathered and all the what they call riparian rights, all the descriptions that handled for the last 150 years. And primarily, we want to save the water, some 5 million gallons, and put it on the lake, which will look just identical to that, because we can literally control the water level. By if it gets too full, they can run part of it to the river or leave it back in, depending upon the weather, rain, and everything. Now, some of you probably don't know, evaporation is about 1/4 inch per day, give or take the temperature, the atmospheric pressure. Wintertime, that 1/4 inch a day. In the wintertime, obviously nothing. And the rest all goes in the ground to our aquifer. That takes upwards of 6 months to a year to get to our aquifer. Now, when we don't have any rain for almost 2 years, you can imagine why our aquifer is in dire need. I've been in contact with the EPA. They have a program specifically for grants for reusing water, like that's being used by, I'm going to call Tyson's, who employs some 3,000 people, which is a good thing for the community. But after they get through it, instead of sending it down the river to the ocean, we want to save that and put it in our lake and keep all that. That's a lot of water per day being wasted. Which brings me to my last point, and I'll close with this. When this lake started drying up, it went from east to west, which told me that the deepest part was clear to the west. So the water direction is that way. Also, it was drying up at the same time that it was wet. All the cottonwood seeds were coming into our lake bed. We have a huge amount of cottonwood seeds are about this tall. And I just was at the Matt, our engineer, that we're working with. And what's in yellow is the area that's sprayed, will be sprayed. That's about 49 to 50 acres. And the beautiful part of this is I was trouble finding, they're now spraying crops with drones. Some of you know that and didn't know that. His Olson Farm has drones that they use. And they said if ours not available, but it's like 5 foot wingspan. But they will circle the whole area that's all in yellow, programming the computer, and away it goes. And when it runs out of fuel, it comes right back to where you started and says, fill me up. But the beautiful part about it is you're only about 3 feet above the crop, which is going to protect it, and the draft, downdraft goes right into the what's called to kill it. And I printed this off here, what kind of chemicals, and also I think, where's Mr. Lovett? Right here.
Yeah.
I originally talked to Gene Martin, and he quoted me $20 an acre. And roughly, that we, I think we're 37, 40 acres. Well, I want to confirm that, and that's why you got that picture of the lake there with the computer. He confirmed that there's between 49 and 50 acres, so we're 10 acres, at $15 a share, an acre, which is more reasonable. But the county's got to buy the chemical for it. So which chemical? I don't know, but I did a lot of research on that also. I'm gonna say, I only got one of these, but whoever's in charge of that. I did call the weed board 5 times. Nobody responded back to me. And I
you
got
can give
no,
it to, you can give it to me.
Okay, you can pass that down to them.
You think the two, if it's going to wind up in the aquifer, the EPA would probably be pretty strict on what they would allow us to spray in that area.
I did talk to DNR on that project. Is there a permit needed? He said, no. I says, well, what chemicals can I use? And that's when he said, refer to your local DNR, which referred me back to the weed board for the county, which got nothing.
Well,
and so I took it up myself.
Okay. Well, this is what happened, Wally. Is originally, I think it was back in June when we talked.
Yeah.
Vaguely about the dollar amount, and then the dollar amount went higher.
Oh, way high.
It went way high, and at that time, nutrition.
Yes, that's right. Where I got a price.
Yep.
I can get a price,
Marty,
but they said he.
But he just it. Yeah, because the guys were in town with the helicopters and this and that. I said, first of all, I said this has to go in front of the board.
Exactly.
So. It was 2 weeks ago, matter of fact, we discussed this issue.
Right.
And
I think I've talked to you since then, and you give me the dollar amount. I said, that's totally out of line.
Yeah, it was totally out of line. We talked, and then I put it on the agenda to talk about it. And the problem is you got to be real careful when you start spraying. And first of all, the first question that came up was, well, who owns the property? Who owns the lake?
That sheet I just passed around. Did anybody read that one paragraph?
Yeah, I did read it. Now, this can be kind of misconstrued because I understand that somebody, obviously, I think the landowners around it, they all pay a chunk of taxes for it. Am I wrong or right?
I suppose they own it. I don't know what category, but the one, whoever farmed is trying to farm it.
But there is a...
And he's paying taxes on it, started paying it on wasteland, and then when he tried farming it, they changed it back over to farm ground. But everything I've read in all my research, and you're welcome to meet with you on another basis on that, has everything spelled in black and white all the way down to you to realize that back in the 1800s, 1842, when that comes by, they didn't have deeds back then. They're using what they call a certificate of patent. And in that lawsuit, I found out that patents were null and void by the United States Supreme Court because there was already a contract in force, which is called an irrevocable trust. That means nobody. It's for the public, you, I, our children, our grandchildren, all the way down the line, forever. And that's in every document that I've got, and that's why it all went down to Lincoln down there in Omaha, because that's one thing we got to establish is who owns the property. And then that's when I asked him, I said, well, you know, do we need to have a permit on it? And I was real happy that we could get a drone in here because they're so low, you're not going to have any overspray virtually all. Plus, the product that I picked out on there doesn't harm grass.
Hey, and, well, I got a question
for
you. So this is this photo here, is this that lake now?
No, it's not, but it's identical. Isn't
it's
kind
of like that.
As
only,
I pass them around,
drier.
You're going to...
Only
you're
going
to see a picture, yeah. That was off our lake bed.
Okay.
And that would be right in front of a dip from the deeds, right in front of the property, because I want to know how much water was in the wetlands.
All right. And so here's my question.
Sure.
Then, is this mine to keep?
Yeah.
Okay. So the question that I have is, so if it's like that, if that all of a sudden we got rain or it filled up with water.
It could very well come right back to where the pictures are.
Yeah, well, would we have to worry about spraying at all?
No.
If overnight it filled up. So
once,
where are you in that? I know there's been discussions about with Empirical and the water they use and bringing that back and things like that. Do you know anything about that?
I certainly do. In fact,
I was just
in Browns Lake yesterday, and I happened to meet with one of the DNR people,
uh-huh.
and They're pumping well over 5 million gallons from Mid-America, coming directly out of their cooling water for the cooling towers and all equipment,
right,
and going to. And I thought that was pretty cool. They're doing the same thing at Snyder Bend, which is right next to it. The DNR in Iowa took all the rotten fish out of there, I would call it, that are not game fish, and filling that lake up. And it's a gorgeous lake down there. And I did take some pictures of all the beaches full of water. They had roughly 200 people or more. All the tables for chairs and picnic tables were all full. But anyway, and then I've also been up to McCook Lake and did some research on that. That lake is approximately 10 feet above the Missouri River. They're pumping 100% of that water to maintain that level. In this particular case, working with Matt, this thing will be 100% gravity because of where it's at. And everybody, some of you know about Rice Lake. There's a pond, or what I call a settling pond. It's 1,000 feet long and about 400 or 500 foot wide and 25 foot deep. There's already a 24-inch tube that runs all the way underneath the railroad track. It's already there. And the other side of the railroad track is Crystal Lake bed. And you get all the way to Highway 77, there's two 48-inch tubes. Runs all the way through to Mark Calvinistas' property. We all know that picture was taken off of his dam, facing what's called, there's got to have to be a tube put in there, and the Corps of Engineers have to deal with all that. Where
are
they take it out, but they got to deal with that, and I hope you know, Mark, because he didn't get a permit to do that.
Right. Are you involved in any discussions on that water potentially going back to the lake bed?
In discussions with who?
Like with the NRD or
probably 30-40 calls. Okay. I've been you can't believe
what are they been. Is there grant dollars or I
they
mean
they all pass the buck because nobody knows anything about who owns the property.
Okay.
They just pass the buck, and that's why I said, all right, we're going to go back to our delegate for Dixon County, Thurston County, and Dakota County.
Okay.
And then from there, I said, let's just get it to the powers to be, the decision makers. And but the cause, and I was very pleased to see the EPA and everybody locally. I've talked to thousands of people. I'm windy, okay?
No.
Nobody thought, why haven't we been doing this? That's a lot of wasted water. And when water is our number one element.
And that's just the empirical water is just cooling
it's drink
water?
It'll be a warm water. You can have a glass of tea.
Right.
But this has all been tested out in the same. It was tested out over.
It's actually Tyson water.
Yeah.
Tyson water, okay.
It's fresh water out of there. It comes out of the ground around 50, 51, couple, give or take a degree.
There is a, and I'll get you the dates, and I don't know if the NRD could do anything at all, or but there's a meeting in a couple weeks with the NRD here in Dakota City.
Okay,
so
be happy to be
regional,
there.
The regional guys, and I'll get it to you. I think we probably have your contact information.
I've got a ton of information, but the DNR in Omaha has a copy of all the documents I have. And I mean, I got a ton of what I call case law, what's happening, all the lawsuits, it all went back to it, belongs to the state.
Okay.
And they're not the only state on there. The whole Midwest are all running off that particular document because it was given to us by the United States government and when it was Louisiana Territory time to statehood.
Well, I appreciate all your work. I know you've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, but
you
much.
Know, maybe we can... anyway, I'll do my part, and because I told them I'd be at that NRD meeting here locally.
Yeah.
And I'll let you know when it is. You're welcome to come along, and maybe we can corner John Winkler is the guy that's the
I
head
know
of,
John Winkler real well.
You know, get him, get the right people in discussing it, and see where we go from there. How's that?
Yeah, my biggest concern right now is to kill those weeds before we get 10, 12, 14-foot cottonwoods, because then it's going to be tough to kill them.
Yeah.
So if you can get that bordered, and let's take that one step further. You guys are all familiar with Lackawanna Drive.
Mm-hmm.
All of us citizens out there have been paying for that for 3 years. It's right around $3,000 each time. I'm hoping for dust control. And in return, we're hoping that they can help us out and the community out killing those weeds for future use, because it should be nicked in the bud right now. And I know that the Gene Martin used to spray it all the time for mosquitoes.
Can you give me your phone number in case I don't have it?
720 273 4190.
Okay. I'll let you know when that meeting is.
I've got pictures galore. Every tube that goes under the road or whatever,
okay.
I got a picture going in and out, every single one of them.
So your proposal, it would feed it from the east end or from the west end?
It would be fed, you already know where Barb Steffens? Mm-hmm. Rich Steffens is white.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've graduated with Rich and they're good friends of mine. And I already spent about an hour with her, 100% for it. But that's where it's going to be coming in, and that's just to the north of Tyson Foods.
Yep.
There's a little field. It's right by the new water tower.
And then it's just going to leach back?
It'll actually, we already did some rough estimates what the elevator can do with that high in the sky.
Is your lake low?
Oh, way low. Eight foot over last year.
And we'll work with,
terrible right now as well.
We want to work with putting from the lake bed, that lake bed that's out to the north, that will have about 18 inches of water in it. We can put it into the lake bayou, we call that your lake there. And from out of there, it can go right back into the, there's another lake bed that's in between
Elbanesis.
Okay, and this will, I literally have water all the way and include Crystal Cove. I did the elevations on there. That water goes north, not very deep, but water seeks its own level.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would be able to maintain water in both, all the way from Crystal Cove. And the wetlands, there's a lot of wetlands, because we're only talking about the body of water that's only about 5,000 feet.
Mm-hmm.
But, and that water would be for like canoes and boating and water skiing. I've skied thousands of miles on it, and I like to keep that alive. Not that I wouldn't ski anymore.
Yeah,
I'd love
you
to.
Would. We can fill
pull
that
off.
Up. You'll be skiing.
Off.
You got to be the first one to ski.
But I want the community to have the same
jet ski.
Fun that I had. And I've got tons of pictures of the history of the lake.
I know you're very passionate about it. And like I said, I think you got a good plan with Bob and meeting in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and if you guys can work with us on, we know it's going to take time.
All right.
And the attorney probably should be involved in this, but I'm hoping to hear something from
you. Okay. I'll let you know when that meeting is.
Thank you.
And I'll see you there.
Thank you.
September 14th.
We'll work with you.
Really
NRD.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Got that, Wally?
September 14th.
I think 4 o'clock, is that right?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, over here.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Anybody else on any other item not on the agenda? Nope. Okay. Item 2 is consent agenda, which consists of the approval of previous meeting minutes, August 21st. Approval of payroll claims for August 20th, 2023 to September 2nd. I went through those. Those are fine. There was no accounts payable and approval, and there was no accounts payable. So that's it on the consent agenda.
There's payroll.
Did I say payroll? I think I did say payroll.
Okay.
And payroll.
Okay, it's consent agenda items. Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Scott, seconded by Troy to approve the consent agenda. Call the roll, please.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Do you want to move this?
Yeah.
To get these women?
Thank you. We're going to, for the sake of those folks that are here, and I know there's a lot of you here, and I don't know if everybody's going to speak. We're going to jump down to...
C.
Thank you. 4C. 4C. Okay. We're going to jump down to the Senior Center item on our agenda. Terry, you're welcome to come up. Are you the spokesman for the group?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we have a request for funds for continued renovations. Terry?
I've given you what we need. The stuff that did not come on, that we did not get for the grant, they put in on the first picture there. You can't see real well, but there's several of them there for it. You can see the grease reclaimer is in the back there by mm-hmm. the back door where our people come in and out for deliveries.
Mm-hmm.
They did not allow for concrete, so they're driving over these. And you can see on the one where the lids are coming off, they're not staying on. There's four lids there. And anybody that comes in that back door is going over them. Also, this winter, we have to have it cleared out. And there's no way they could do that and not take those tops off. You're looking at a $70,000 item that could be destroyed that we can't return. We can't get it back. And with that in mind, we were told to come to the county and see if there's any funds available that would help pay for getting the concrete work done.
This is.
That's right out the back door.
Okay. So what would be done here? Would you pave that?
That would all be paved. In fact, I've got a proposal here from Peters. It has to be, the footage and stuff is on there, what they need to get to cover all of those and the width that it needs to be. Mm-hmm. Because, see, when they put the HVAC in, they covered our sidewalk. So we have no sidewalk anymore for them to come in with their stuff. So we have to take and get them something that they won't destroy what we've already got done. And then what we were, and you can see as you look, it's the sidewalks, even in the front, are dropped down mm-hmm. a good 2 inches. Okay, we have people coming in there with walkers on crutches and even scooters or wheelchairs. Somebody's going to fall, and this is right before the ramp. You can just barely see where the ramp is at on the wider concrete in the front, and that's where they have to come in at to get onto that ramp. And that's got to be replaced so that what they're doing when they're that bid for the concrete is not only covering where they have to cover up those lids, it's also covering and taking care of the stuff in the front where the people have to walk. Because if somebody falls and gets hurt there,
that could be all foam probably.
Is that a bid there?
It is. And this, may I just read it real quick? It's from Peter's Siding and More. Okay, he has one 10x28x6 concrete pad, and then he has remove and replace ceiling tile.
Yes.
And it's $24,335.
Yep. We just got that this morning, so we weren't, because we've been waiting for that to come in so we'd know about what this was all going to come to. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of where we're at. We need that done. We were going to ask, and of course that with that bid, there's no way we can. But our lighting in the front, if you look at one of those pictures, you can see the lights. Those lights that were put up were inside lights that were put up on the outside of the building. And when we got the grant money, they were supposed to take all of the switches. Everything that was in the fuse box that had to have a switch was to come out. But when I checked with them, the switches for those lights were not included, so you have to go back to the fuse box to turn the outside lights on, and we lock that up. We don't let people, because we rent, so we can't let people back in to get into the stuff, so there's no outside lights on. So that's kind of where we were with that.
So, Terry, I don't know the answer, so I'll ask. The grant and the things that you've done so far, was that only for the inside?
Yes.
Could only be used on the inside?
Yes. Okay. We were able to use some of it to make the ramps to come up to the inside because so much of it had to be used for handicapped accessibility. Uh-huh. And so that's what that was for, and the electrical for, you know, the buttons for them to push the doors to come open and all that was all, and the bathrooms all had to be made handicap accessible where they get their meals. Mm-hmm. There up front, you've been in there. That was all dropped down to where people in wheelchairs can come up and get their meals themselves and do what they had to do.
Okay. You know, may I for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know that over the last, and I thought that the county gave money already, but I do recall of the chair. Didn't you guys get a $5,000 something from?
That was
Summit Steel or
yep.
whatever the case was. But
yep.
we just brought that up to them. As a matter of fact, Bob did, uh-huh. and I know they did that. And I know over the last few months, I think we've who is the two that we give some money to?
You gave to Flat Park?
We did the college.
The college and...
And the community center.
And the community. The community.
Well, they haven't got it. They haven't received it. The college has.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so, but anyways...
Right.
To me, it was heart-wrenching when you guys closed down mm-hmm. and you had to come back. And I know the city did some things with you folks.
Mm-hmm.
And you have some other, I'm assuming, other entities and grants or whatever. I think it's very, personally, I think it's very important that you guys get these things fixed.
Yes.
And get it up to snuff for the people to come and go. And I pulled in there and I seen the issue from the snow removal and knocking things off. The only thing I could tell you is if this board decides to, you know, help out the Senior mm-hmm. Citizen Center, we would definitely have to get some bits.
I have no problem
okay.
with that.
If they're willing to, you know, to say, hey, mm-hmm. let's help these guys out. I'm one of all of us here, is all
yep.
I'm saying. So that's my two cents.
Yeah,
I think it's important because I know you guys spend a lot of time and energy, and you guys take a lot of pride in it. I see Aunt Carol back there. Love that lady. I've known her my whole life. She never changes. She looks the same in the last 25 years. But anyways, so that's my two cents on it. But and unfortunately, I was told that our ARPA funds that we've received
mm-hmm.
from the good old government of the United States of America, we cannot use those monies for nonprofit, correct? Okay. So, if in fact if we do decide, and if it does go that way, it would have to come out of the inheritance tax money, correct?
That'd be our only other source.
That's our only other source that we have.
Bob, are you on? What about the Northeast thing that you're on? Do they ever?
As a matter of fact, they
did help us some. Yes, they did. But it was with inside stuff. Nothing was done
right.
with outside stuff.
And was that for a specific item, Terry, or dollar?
Yeah, we got
a dollar?
We got a new steam table. They paid for the steam table. And then we have other ARPA funds that we have for food and whatever else had to be taken care of. And that's what we kept it separate from our general fund. Everything's been kept separate from the general fund, so we knew where we stood.
For some reason, $20,000 is what I remember from Northeast for that thing.
Yep.
Anybody else want to comment on this while you're here? Or has Terry done a wonderful job?
Terry's done a wonderful job.
So far?
What I was going to say is I don't know who's more passionate, you ladies with the Senior Citizen Center or Wally with the lake.
Well...
I think you guys got him outnumbered.
Well, and I'm in between.
It's the only place they have to go. Well, the one thing people don't understand, a lot of people will say to us, well, the state pays. The state doesn't pay. We get $2 and some odd cents a meal. On a meal, they say it's costing us right now $8.25 to make. And anybody over 60, we cannot ask them for a penny. If they come in and don't have the money, we can't tell them they can't.
$3.99.
That's right. We cannot tell them they cannot eat. So it's and some of them, it's the only time they get to visit with other people. It's the only time they see people.
Hey, if we're all lucky, we're going to get old someday.
Yes.
If we're lucky.
I'm already there, but that's okay.
If we're lucky. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just want to mention, don't forget, Bill Garvey's here. Bill's been involved since...
He's been with
day
us.
Day one,
when we reopened,
the renovation.
What isn't Bill Garvey involved with?
Right. So anyway, Terry, I guess what Scott said, and I would just reiterate that, is if you can get us bids... I'm not saying one way or another whether we can do it or not. However, if we have bids... That would be helpful.
Okay.
More than one, and maybe.
How many would you prefer?
You know, it would be great if you could get at least three.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least three bids would be great.
When we go out, we ask for three.
Okay.
And sometimes we get two. Sometimes we get.
Okay.
Six.
I don't have a problem doing that.
So.
Can I get your number?
Yes, 712-223-1624.
Terry, right?
Yes. Marty knows where I live. He said it.
Well, I've seen you around. You look familiar. I know who you are, but I didn't. Yeah.
So maybe that can be something that we can talk to Connie about on Monday.
Okay.
As well.
Okay.
The Northeast. The director there is here for a visit Monday, and maybe we'll talk to them then. So.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You bet. You bet. Thanks for coming.
That's what you wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Then moving back.
I'll call you, Terry. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yep. I will.
Back up to the item 3 on the new business and resolutions. Board to review and approve bid for old fire hall parking lot. Jolene, is this? Are you?
Yeah.
Ready for that?
We're ready, aren't we, Jolene? Troy?
Great.
I think we got a plan, maybe. Or at least a...
We got numbers.
We got numbers. Okay, so the fire hall...
Yeah. Jolene, who put the pictures on the back of the request? That was really nice.
I did.
Yeah? That was really nice to actually, you know where it is, but it's nice just to lay eyes on it, too. So that was a great idea.
Yeah. We started doing that with our road projects too, so they can
very cool.
Zero in on it. Where are we? The fire hall?
Fire hall.
Fire hall. Frank's Asphalt had a bid of $9,975. Barclay Asphalt had a bid of $8,960. And Knife River had a bid of $14,306.
Okay, so we know that Knife River's way out of the picture. Okay, so Frank's, May of 2024. Barclay is 10/15/23, okay, and they're $1,000 less and some pennies. So they'll have it done this year, and it's kind of important that we get that done this year because of the drainage and etc.
It's $1,000 or $8,000.
It's $8,000. Yeah. It's $89.60. It's $1,000 difference, right? $1,000 15. $99.75 to $89.60.
Yeah.
Were these all separate bids, right?
Yeah.
Separate
right.
projects. Mm-hmm. So if one,
right, we could pick one over the other.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So it's obvious what we want to do. Okay, 2023 this fall, 10/15. I'll make a motion to approve the bid for the fire hall parking lot with Barclay Asphalt for $8,960.
Oh, hey, Scott, before we do that, what about, can we take out those cement? That has a little bit of bearing.
Okay, so there's some pads in there. I think there was a water tower there at one point in time. Brent, the people from the county, they went in and cleaned it all up and got the grade as best as they could. The only thing that needs to happen is there's two, and I have not seen them.
The VH.
The big
units.
Yes. Well, no, they're concrete slabs in the ground from the
Yeah,
the
Brent said they need
tower.
To go before we asphalt it.
Yeah.
They got to come out. And
so
I didn't know if we could do that.
We should be able to do that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, it's just a matter of...
Getting in there before these guys want to come in.
Right. We got a month and a half. So, bring the big excavator in and start to digging. You have to get everything marked, but yeah. Because we can't pay somebody to take them out.
No,
so unfortunately. And then the only other thing is the air conditioning unit needs to be put on the building with the braces, and we'll get a hold of probably Bosquet and see what they can do there.
So
okay, so anyway, I made a motion at $89.60.
Second.
Okay, motion by Scott,
okay.
Seconded by Troy to approve Barclay for $89.60 for the fire hall project. Call the roll.
Troy.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Okay. All right, what's next, Jolene?
Courthouse.
So the courthouse.
Courthouse.
We did option one and option two. Option one was asphalt, and option two was concrete.
Mike, pay attention here. This is your project.
All right.
So Frank's Asphalt had a bid of $20,075. Barclay had a bid of $28,225, and Knife River had a bid of $38,200. Those were the asphalt bids on option one. Option two was to do concrete. T.R. Harris had a bid of $111,400, and Gill Construction had a bid of $127,968.75.
So, with that said, Frank's is May of 2024 for the $20,000 and some change. Barclay is 10/15 of this year, which is 28,225, and obviously Knife River was the 38,2. Now, versus concrete, if you did go with Frank's, the $20,000, it's $91,325 more to get it concreted. And of course, Jolene and Troy and I discussed that over the long haul of everything. That's a lot of money to swallow for concrete, and then if it lasts 10 years or 15 years or whatever it does, I just can't see concrete. That's my opinion.
I agree.
You know, that's my opinion. Now, the question is, if you add up Barclays, because Knife River obviously is out of, you know, is out of range of the prices, but if you'd add up Barclays and Frank's, they're like $1,000 difference with the three projects that we're looking at, as far as the one on the side over here. But the question is, to me, do you want, for $8,000 you can save, do you want to wait till May of 2024 to get that done? Or do you want to spend an extra $8,000 and get it done this year on 10/15? That's kind of where.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, if you add them all up, because the next one is, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, but there's an $8,000 difference there, okay, between Frank's and Barclays. So like I said, overall projects.
So Barclays,
you get two of them done this year, one done in the spring. Otherwise, you're going to get one done this year and two next year for an $8,000 difference.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, it's $1,000 if you picked one or the other.
It's crazy that they're bidding on the same square footage, and one's $8,000 cheaper than the other, and it's reversed on the next one.
Yep. So,
well, be nice.
I'll make a motion on this one then to approve Barclay.
The 28,225, you have it done this fall?
Right. That's my motion.
Okay, I'll second it.
Because I see where we're going down the road with the next one. So anyway, that's my motion.
Okay, I'll second it.
Call the roll, please. Sheree, any other questions or discussions on that? Call the roll, please.
Bob?
Yes.
Pat?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay. Then the third is the jail parking lot. And before we get into that, Sheriff, would you mind addressing that jail parking lot and your concerns over there on where the asphalt? When I talked to Brent earlier today. He thought that they would be able to slope it away, but I know you have some concerns with the asphalt to the building.
Yeah, so prior when we got those bids, that was my only concern, the size. We don't need it, the whole thing, and snow removal and water. Water runs into the jail when it's melted.
Have you seen what was proposed with the lines on?
Yeah, Byron showed me that the other day, and
do I have that?
Yeah, that's huge. And up, I'm just worried about this side of the building with snow, because that's where they push it. My personal opinion is I didn't think it needed to be that big. I think Elizabeth kind of drew this up when she was getting bids. But yeah, I don't think it needs to be that big. But it's not my parking lot.
Right. Okay. Well, I just wanted to get your input.
I'm just worried about water running into that.
Yeah. Down to the southeast corner.
Well, the corner, Scott, and also there's a side entrance door there.
On the back where the 45
yeah,
is?
Yeah, still sandbags up there.
Yeah.
Because when it rains and stuff, water runs into that hallway.
Well, we know that they're going to come in and do a lot of, they're going to take a lot out.
Yeah,
they're going to do a lot
of
dirt
rock in there.
A lot of rock in there. And, I mean, it's better than what it was prior when we started putting millings in there. Yes, but the drainage, and I'm sure that, I mean, this is what these people do for a living, so I'm sure the drainage will be, you know.
Yeah,
and as far as me, is it too big? I don't know.
And that's up to you guys.
I mean,
right.
I'm not.
Let me see that.
To me, you know, I.
They should be able to get that water to fall west, even if they have to do some dirt work. You know, on that ground that's west of you. But it is. I mean, it's flat. It's flat over there. The whole thing is.
Especially next to that building.
Yeah.
If you go to that doorway, that entrance that we don't use, that goes right down the main hallway of the jail.
Yeah.
You can't keep water out there when it rains, especially when the snow's melting.
And there's really no way. It's not like you can run the grade up there because you're going to be.
Yeah.
You know, there's just no way to do that.
Well, again, remember, it was mud, and then we started putting those millings in there, and you can see the crown in there.
Yeah.
And I think once they get in there and do their pull it out, I think, I don't know. As far as the size goes, whatever. I mean, I think
it squares it up kind of nice there.
I do too. That's my opinion. I think just leave it the way it is. Go clear to the road when you come in, you know, to your back entrance, and it goes to the garage, you know.
Have you ever had anybody say, boy, I wish my driveway was smaller?
Depend upon if there's snow or not.
Depends on if you're paying for the concrete.
That's true.
Right.
That's true, Sheriff.
Well, thanks, Sheriff. Anyway, so that's...
Just as long as they're really aware that there's a grade issue.
There's an issue there.
Yeah.
Okay, and I know they will.
That's their business.
Yeah.
So... We don't have a motion yet.
We don't have a motion yet, but you know what? I'll make a motion, and this will be 4 inches thick. Right, Jolene?
Correct.
It's the start May 1 of 2024, Barkley, again, for the bid of $81,371. That is my motion.
Okay, I'll second that. Call the roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. Okay. All right. Thank you. Next is the item D, board to review and approve bid for new semi-tractor day cab 40, 500 horsepower or more diesel with...
450.
Cummings 450, thank you. With a Cummings engine and 12,000 pound front axle.
We received one bid for this.
Doesn't that seem odd?
Yeah. We sent out to 4 or 5 people. I can't remember.
Yes.
I have a list in my folder, but $181,680. Now, and I just wanted to be clear, all of these, the parking lot and the equipment we're looking for is ARPA projects.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So this truck, I looked at the specs.
Because they're not in your proposed budget.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
But anyways, this in particular truck, it's obviously Council of Us, Peterbilt, that sent us the proposal. It's a 567, which is their work truck, style truck. It listed for, what, 224, 250 some thousand, or 2.5 million, something stupid. But anyways, if you stop and, if I'm not mistaken, the list price is 220 something, and I think... Our last truck was a 2015.
Is this a replacement?
No, this will be, that's another story, okay? They have a truck out there that's a 1997, which we purchased used in 2012. It's pre-emissions, it has 1.4 million miles on it, and as Troy and I and Jolene were sitting here looking at these, we called Brent and talked to him, and they have a list of what the needs are for it. I don't believe that we should get rid of this truck quite yet. Okay? If we do decide to go this route, this in particular truck, I think for the monies to get it where it needs to be, you could probably call, you know, the people on Big Iron and just kind of see what it's worth. But it would be nice in the spring, like Brent said, to keep this truck so we're not hiring outside source work as to keep this truck. And by looking at what they need, I threw a number out there by just looking the little bit that I know about truck and trailers, probably $25,000. But again, we're saying we hate to make that decision if something, you know, Major League South goes by, but you know, but that's part of the, that's nature of the beast.
So are you saying that we wouldn't?
What do they have out there right now?
They have a 2015 and they have this 1997 is what they have. Correct? Mm-hmm. It's what they have. The 2015 doesn't have that many miles, couple hundred thousand miles on it, 230, 40,000 miles, I think, last time I seen it. Like I said, we bought that in 2015. It's a Kenworth. It's a day cab that they pull trailers around with and et cetera. This in particular truck, the 1997, is a dump truck where it pulls a pup.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's the two.
I was wondering. Yeah. I thought that's probably was the case.
So this in particular truck that Jolene got a bid on is the initial price is $244,543, and they discount at $62,863 to $181,680. And I think when we had the conversation several months back, I think I kind of told everybody you're going to spend, you know, $160,000-$170,000 for a truck.
And it would be available when?
Believe it or not, 2/23/24, and it will be a 24 model.
And that's for gravel? Hauling gravel?
Yeah. Yeah, with the, if you, you know, hauling the gavel or pulling the
excavator
or whatever, the belly dump, the side dump. Yeah. So, anyways.
And we can't do that now with what we have?
We can, but they...
I'm just asking.
Yeah, no. They can. They can do that now, but it's... It's. I think they want to, while the timing's there, they want to be able to try to upgrade and get another truck so they can utilize that truck and then, you know, see what the future beholds.
Not so much this summer, but a summer ago, I know, you know, we were spending, you know, $20,000, $30,000 on third-party people hauling gravel when we have such times when that has to be moved. So yeah. If we weren't paying those, I think that would be pretty valuable to not have to hire anybody outside as long as we got people that can drive us. So.
Yeah. And I'm shocked there's only one bid as myself. I mean, yeah, I'm shocked.
But would it be worth rebidding? You think you get any? I mean, if you send it out, why would they bid it then?
I called all the dealers, got their information, their emails, where to send it, so they were aware it was coming through. Mm. I mean, that's up to you guys, but I mean, they knew they were coming, so. Yeah.
And 2/23/24, Troy and I both said, wow, to order a new truck that and get it that quick. But anyways, you know, I mean, I like the idea of them getting new equipment because you get behind the eight ball too far and we know everything's just going to keep going up and we hate to start throwing good money at bad money. And this is a question that I have, okay? But I would love to look at this, and I told Brent that, Troy, all right, we'll go out there and look at this situation and just see if it's something that we would want to sell on Big Iron. What would it bring, and is it worth really selling, or is it worth fixing?
And is it being used to?
Yes.
Is it being used?
Yes.
So it's being used.
Yeah.
For $25,000, though, like you said,
it's pre-emission, which is huge.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be a lot cheaper to fix it than replace it.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
If you do it, you'd never replace it.
No.
I mean, if you sold it, you'd never replace it.
I think it's something if you had to put some liners in, or you know, the tires are 50-60% right now. And I even stressed to Brent, you know, if this does go through and we do get another truck, this truck still needs to be used on a regiment. Okay, it just can't just sit there. It has to be used on occasion. So I know it's a lot of money, guys, but you know what? What isn't, right?
So do we want to send it out for bids one more time before we make up our mind, or did we just...
I don't know. I guess if Jolene emailed everything and called the people and got their information and they didn't send it back and they knew the time frame, obviously they're not interested.
No response at all from...
I sent everything to make sure how to read receipt, got to their email,
Yeah, I don't know.
Can't do more than that. I don't know what else you could do.
Yeah. Sure.
I'll make a motion. I'll make a motion on the truck, the semi-day cab, the 450 horse or more. We got the specs. Council Bus Peterbilt came in at 181,680 for a 567 2024 that'll be here 2/23/24. I'll make a motion for the to approve that.
Well, a second. I think it's a good, we're just.
Well, you're never going to.
We're just investing.
You can't get behind the eight ball, I'm telling you, is what I'm saying, but that's just me. I don't know.
And you're never going to run into another time where there's funds available to do that.
True. Sure.
That's right. The thing.
Right. Could it be used on something else? Absolutely. But you know what? I think it's a good investment.
Well, everybody on the county will get results of it.
Yep.
So, motion and second. Call the roll, please, Cherie.
All right. Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to have that road department just tip-top.
Lots of never get a bunch of wax for all them drugs.
Yeah.
Power washer first.
Okay, so then item E, board to review and approve bid for 23.5 cubic yards or more bottom dump trailer.
So we received three bids for that. Siouxland Trailer, $48,900. Keast, $52,528. And Jim Hawk for $45,222.
They're all spec'd the same. Jolene and I went over them, sent them out. She contacted them all just like she did with the truck situation. It's a belly dump trailer. It's a tandem axle, not a triple axle. We just thought it'd just be more wear and tear. Why, having it? Because, knock on wood, the DOT doesn't, do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But needless to say, they know what they're hauling weight-wise. But anyways, so it's been on the list of their wish list. So,
well, Jim Hawk is certainly a big enough company where they should know what they're doing. Looks like they have the best bid on it.
Yeah, they're big.
So I'd make a motion to approve that belly dump from Jim Hawk.
For how much, Marty?
What is it, 45?
222.
45, 222. Okay, motion and seconded. Cherie, call the roll, please.
Who seconded it?
I did.
Troy.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
And this too is ARPA funds?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Tell the boys to take care of the stuff, right? It has to last a while.
Yeah.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
Item F, John Krause, NRD, to explain the situation with Pigeon Jones Creek Site 11 and need to replace the Simmons Dam structure on Odell Avenue, and will be requesting board's approval of the new interlocal agreement. Yes, sir.
Good afternoon. I'm John Krause, and after what you guys have just approved on spending, this is going to be easy.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Just to give a quick background to what's happened here, we have, in the last 2 years, we put up a new dam on some Bryce Anderson ground or southwest of Hubbard. And when that one was all going through the whole survey phase, design phase, somehow it got neglected that the outlet for the Simmons structure, which is a road structure on Odell Avenue, didn't get surveyed in somehow. So
okay.
The water level for the new dam that's downstream, that's still collecting sediment coming through the road structure, will actually be higher than what the outlet is on that road structure. So because of that, it was going to cause some issues with water pooling up in the drop structure on the top side of the road. So we need to correct that. And the way we were looking at correcting it is replacing that existing road structure with a culvert. That existing road structure has been in there since the late 90s now. It's pretty much all the way filled up with sediment. So all it's doing right now is just passing water through it. So it's pretty much done its job. It's collected its sediment. We're just looking now to help alleviate any more issues that could come from that road. If we raise the water level up to where we want to on the structure downstream, which is called PJ-12A right now. So that's where I think you guys might have a diagram of that, the one that kind of looks like this here.
Yeah.
It kind of shows, you know, this is obviously truncated. There's PJ-12A downstream. The road structure, PJ-11, is up. And it kind of shows you how the water level is going over the top of the outlet there. So what we're looking at doing is just taking out that old structure that's in there and dropping a culvert on top, basically, so that it's above the water level. And what that would be doing then is it would no longer be a road structure. It would just basically revert back to a minimum maintenance road as it was before. And our interlocal agreement that we had before with maintenance on it would dissolve. So as far as maintenance and things like that, right now we've been maintaining, like we've been mowing the back toe. Most of that's going to be underwater, you know, after it gets the one down below it floods. So there won't be a whole lot of maintenance anyway. And any of the issues that because we currently have some issues down on the back side of that structure now, that will be solved by pooling water up over the top of it.
What size culvert?
We're looking at replacing. Right now there's a 48-inch tube in there, and we're replacing it with a 60. So it'll more than handle. I think it'll increase the capacity that it'll handle by, it said 56%.
Yeah.
So it'll definitely handle. That's good. You're talking about more velocity coming through there, but we're also going to be, you know, securing with riprap and things like that where it outlets.
Do I know when this starts?
We don't yet, because we need to get an interlocal agreement first from the county to go ahead with engineering, that kind of thing. If you, I don't know if you guys look through the interlocal.
Is this going to cost us anything?
Yeah. So, well, it depends on what you guys want to do here.
We just spent $250,000 on some other.
Exactly. Costs. So we got the three options here that it. We have for, you know, we got 1, 2, and 3. The third option is basically replacing it with a 60-inch culvert CMP. Now the way it is, that's what's in there now. It's just bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we'd be replacing with that. There'd be no cost to the county.
Should have been right
after your math. It's going to be a really quick, simple project, I would hope. Just taking the old stuff out, putting the new one in.
Mm-hmm.
But that, you kind of see the estimate of $165,615 on that. If you wanted to go, the alternative number two is going to concrete pipe. So if you didn't want to put the metal pipe in, you want to go to concrete, then the county would have to make up the difference of the cost between the two. And likewise with number one, putting another drop structure in there. So, but our recommendation is just to put another corrugated metal pipe down through it.
So you're number three, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that, we like that.
Just to be done with it. And
just to be done with it over with. It ain't going to cost us nothing. You guys are 100% of it, and you guys recommend it, and you guys are reliable for it.
We pay for the engineering. We get all the plans done.
Love it.
We pay for the construction.
Love it.
Are you looking for any more projects to do for us?
So you don't have to worry about that trash rack or doing anything else anymore with that.
Because
right now, I think that did come up on the state inspection that
The trash rack.
So we're responsible when it's done.
After it's all done, it's just like a regular road.
Yeah.
You know, minimum maintenance road with a culvert going through it. Yep. So the county would then assume all responsibility after that. That's what this new interlocal agreement is doing, is it's removing the old one that we had.
And we don't approve that agreement.
That we will take care of everything up to and beyond to construction payment. After that, the county takes over.
Well, the only thing I can tell you is obviously what you're presenting us. I mean, you are the expertise here. We're not. Obviously, you're presenting something to us that you guys are going to pay 100% of, and obviously, it's quite drastically less monies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but then again, we're responsible when it's all said and done.
Well, it's not like we've got it graded or anything when it's done, though. So
yeah, all we'll that be okay. we will obviously we'll have everything seated. you know, everything will be
it'll be up
to snuff. We'll have, you know, any type of soil erosion protection will be done. It's just a matter of once that part's done,
yeah,
the county just takes over like it was a regular mineral maintenance.
Like every other project.
Julian, is this okay with you?
Yeah, we sat down and met a couple different times on the project. And, I mean, as it is now, we have responsibility.
Right, right. Well, I just want to make sure, listen, I know you guys ain't coming here trying to pull a fast one. We all get along. We got to work with each other, right?
I think so, yeah. So far it's been good.
Anyways, all right.
We had some notes here that the county would be responsible for acquiring any land rights needed for the project. Is there any of that?
Yeah, we don't anticipate anything going beyond. That would be as if, for some reason, this went beyond what we already have there, you know. And that will come through the engineering part of it. Obviously, you guys have final say in preliminary plans, any engineering, and then final plans. So, you know, if we have to go up... I just can't anticipate it going above and beyond what's already there. Because all we're doing is just taking out the concrete drop structure that's on the west side of the road right now,
mm-hmm,
and the pipe that's there. And we're just laying a pipe up higher in elevation. So we're not going out into the field any place to do anything on either side. So we're actually making it smaller in
good
scope.
Well, let's just, I think it's... Any other questions, Bob, for you? Or,
I'm not familiar with the area. Would it ever be developed for anything? No, it's...
No, I can't imagine.
No.
It's on Amendment of Maintenance Road back there.
Right? We did close part of 240th,
mm-hmm,
for this new dam that we put in here a couple years ago. So there wouldn't be anything beyond there.
So can I make a motion to approve the new interlocal agreement, and then obviously with figures and things with option three with you folks? How's that sound?
That sounds good.
Is that okay, everybody?
Yeah.
Is that okay, Ken? Let's do that. That's my motion.
Okay. I'll second.
Thank you for everything.
You bet.
I didn't mean to bust your horn.
No, you're fine. Okay. I mean, I'm surprised you didn't have any more questions.
Well, give us time.
What other questions should we have had?
Anything that goes beyond design.
That kind of scares me when somebody said, hey, you should have more questions.
I mean, we're going to do the design work, you know, so yeah. You guys are going to have final say on everything that goes
beyond. Yeah, I know we will. All right, thank you.
What's the deal on the 14th?
Oh, we're having our annual NRD board meeting up here. We haven't had one up here since prior to COVID.
Okay.
So we're finally going to have another one up here. It'll be on the 14th, but it's at 4 o'clock over in our building over here, just a block away.
Is it a party?
No.
Could be. Maybe afterwards.
Well, I didn't know if I should come or not.
I'd show up about 5.
About 5?
Yeah. I'll be there at 5.
Yeah, anyway, it's good.
And as long as you guys approve of this, I guess we'll probably have it on the agenda.
Okay.
Then to continue to move forward.
Yeah, we got a first and a second right now, so here we go.
Yeah, we do. So call the roll, please.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay, it's all yours now, kid. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, item moving on. Item 4, then Jolene is with a road report.
We had 390 hours of maintaining, 28.5 hours of overtime, 23.5 on tree removal, 4 hours replacing some planks on the Walker Bridge, 14 hours on I Avenue cleaning out a ditch, 59 hours hauling gravel. We hauled 325.39 tons of 3/4 clean and 150 tons 1.5-inch crushed concrete out on the roads. We hauled an additional 288.06 tons of 3/4 clean into the yard, 4 hours on signs, and we had some grading concerns on Pigeon and gravel requests on E Avenue, 230th, Q Avenue, and 207th. We did have to close a bridge last week. I was kind of discussing it a little bit with Scott and Troy. It's goes back to a farm place that is occupied on the weekends. It's an old farmstead. The kids go on the weekends to go back in there. They farm back in there. We had to close the bridge. We put barricades up so they could still get in and out, but knew not to take anything heavy over it. We are talking with the engineer about trying to do some emergency repairs to get it going. We're talking 50 to 70,000 was kind of a ballpark he threw out there. It's an old bridge.
How do we know there was an issue? Was there?
We did some bridge inspections. Okay. So they inspected it last year, and they were concerned with the condition of it. So they put it on a special inspection, so it had to be inspected every year. So they just got done inspecting it, asked us to close it down. The thing is it's going to be, he called three contractors about coming in and getting emergency repairs done. The soonest anyone could get there was 6 weeks from now, and I have this farmer concerned about getting his crops out. So
it's the only way in.
So Jolene's going to show on the map, because we went over the map. There's a minimum maintenance road that comes in the back way, but it runs into trees. So
the road is not here on the map, but the minimum maintenance, so here's our avenue, and here's our avenue. So the space in here comes up to about, the road goes up to about here, and then it stops.
And his field's on the right, right? Yep, that's his field there.
And his property line stops about around where the road stops. So Brent went out and looked and seen if there were some trees we could remove to get back in there to make a path to meet up with the minimum maintenance road. If that's something you guys think would be feasible to try and help him so he can get...
The landowners would be...
To get his crop out?
Yeah.
He
wanted, if we didn't fix the bridge, wanted us to gravel this road. It's about 2 miles, and of course there's no road there. And I said, well, we'd have to bring it up to standards, and we'd have to do a lot of work with that.
Where you'd have millions of dollars in it.
I'm not 100% sure where the landowner's going to stand on this, but if it's something we can offer to provide him to get a way out. There's one landowner on the east side and another one on the west side, so we'd have to reach out to both of them just to make sure, see if we could get a path through there.
I would be curious to see what's the distance the path that we had to make.
I think it was about 2,000 feet.
How about how long is the span of the bridge?
It's not a very big bridge.
Anyway, I wonder, just thinking out loud, I mean, is it something that you could culvert? You'd have to have a study on, a water study, I'm sure, before you do anything.
I don't know how much I could ask Carol? Him to look into that.
Could I make a comment? Because this is my property talking about. And the bridge is a very old bridge, as most of them are in the county. And last year, the year before, they had to come out and do some work. And it's been fine. But now, the harvest time, the county came out at Mike's request to check it for weight, whatever that entails.
Yeah.
And it didn't pass the test. So there is no road, but there is a big hill where at one time there was a road, and that was our avenue. But it now is trimmed.
And I was going to say, he said like maybe back in the 50s is when it got closed.
Yeah, it's been years.
Yeah, but it had been opened all the way through, and I haven't had a chance to look in the files on that, because I just had the conversation with them, this morning. So.
And there's just one homestead back there?
Yes.
Okay.
So how do we, if they can't get to it for 6 weeks or some emergency bridge work, then our next best option is
to try and get in the back way.
Mm-hmm. So again, I don't think you heard my question properly,
okay.
But maybe you did. You said 2,000 feet. The minimum maintenance road is 2,000 feet?
No.
The tree, the tree line?
The tree line, it's not full of trees, but where the minimum maintenance road
ends. And to be able to get to their field, is how far?
To get to the bridge.
That'd be a fourth of the acre.
Yeah. Just to get back to the bridge to connect that. Now, I don't know how far it would be
To get to the field.
Just to get to the field so he could get out a back way.
I think our solution is
to get
crops up.
That's it.
Right now. That's our solution, because obviously we know that it's going to be at least a six week, and I would say minimum of 6 weeks to get the bridge up to standards where you guys could go across that. So I think the only thing we need to look at is the other landowners, okay? Correct?
Correct. So, but then that's another option. Do we come in and do emergency repair since it's going to be 6 weeks out anyway, try and bid to do more work, because it's a 10-ton bridge, you know, to try and give it a little more strength. The engineer thought maybe we could get it up to an 18-ton bridge, but I was looking at pictures back from, I think, 94, and it was a 10-ton bridge back in there in the 90s. You know, how much do you want to do? Or do we want to look at an option of a culvert?
If we could get the crop out, then there would be time for some options. The crop is the
one.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's what has to happen. You know, we have to find a way to make that happen. So the minimum maintenance road, is it kind of grown over, the old minimum maintenance road?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
So would you clear that off to get through there, or would you, is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
If you come in the back way? Cut it back.
Come in the back way. I know I talked to Roy, and he was wanting us to gravel that in case they needed to get back in there and it was wet. But like I said, once we start putting gravel on there, then we're changing the classification of the road, then we got to build it up to standards, and then that's where we're looking into a lot of money, too.
Reopening it as a county road.
Mm-hmm.
And the property is farmed, so there's coming out now.
I remember going through this up there by Arnie's house years ago on that minimum maintenance road. Yeah.
And FEMA helped us with that.
Yep.
But the road was already established, so we...
So I like Marty's, you know, let's look at our options. Let's see what landowners, I think, is the proper way to go about this. Figure out the landowners. This minimum maintenance road, it's something that we don't have to maintain twice a year.
It's not maintained.
It's, right, but I'm just talking to her, meaning that we, by statute, we gotta maintain at least two times a year.
If it's an existing minimum maintenance.
Just a minimum maintenance road. But we have not done that, right? This road is like...
No, it got closed. They're thinking back in the 50s, this portion.
So, you know, what's odd about that is I'm surprised that the farmers didn't, you know, if it got closed, why they wouldn't have, you know, butted up, you know. You see what I'm saying? Farm all the way to the road.
It might be the terrain.
I don't know. Yeah.
Probably they're pretty hilly. Yeah.
Is
it?
Okay.
You know, like my folks, they have an old minimum maintenance road that got closed. One old road. I don't know if it was minimum maintenance, but you can still tell it was there, but it was just pasture, but there's no trees there.
Yeah, I get it.
You can clearly see where that is.
I'm a flatlander, okay? I think about the flats.
Does water always run through underneath this bridge? Is there water?
Yeah, there's always...
Yeah, we've had to do different work to it with the floods. It's collected, you know, debris removal.
Okay, so will you get a hold of the landowners and see, and then we'll figure out what it's going to take? Because I think that's our only option right now. And like I said, I like Marty's idea of let's look and see what our options are.
Trying to get in the back way.
Yeah.
And then look at just a culvert.
Maybe a culvert, then if we could possibly put a big culvert in, you know, that's going to eliminate the problems forever, because then they could drive whatever they wanted over. It'd be a lot stronger bridge than
that 18. Deep creek.
Yeah.
How deep? Is it really deep?
Yes.
It's been a couple years since I've been
there. Yeah, it's been.
And I'll look at it, too, before we get back together. I'll drive out and take a look at it.
Yeah. 160th and R Avenue, just south of that.
Okay. So we got a game plan.
We'll take a look, Carol.
Great, because I know the guys will appreciate it because the crops are coming out.
He said they're chomping at the bit. I was hoping when we reached out to the contractors today that somebody could have, you know, been in a spot where they could have gone out there and done something for emergency.
I'll go out there. It's a Wood Point Bridge, right? I'll go out there and put some plywood down on it, you'll be fine.
Do they run?
It falls with the bridge.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So with the crop, do they use a semi, or they use a straight truck or grain cart? What do they usually drive over it?
We have a truck. It's on the other side because of the bridge.
Okay, yep.
But it's getting the corn
over across that to it.
So normally, do they use a wagon to take it over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Claire, Jolene?
What?
Claire now?
Brent went out there this afternoon to try and see what we could do, but if we could, you know, maybe meet with Roy and go out there and at least get to the corner of the property, might have to put in a driveway or do some dirt work, so at least he can get out.
Hey, when Brent goes out there, tell him to call me, would you?
Okay.
Please. I'd like to look at it.
Okay. Thank you.
I'd like to just add one thing. No one lives there. And so they live in Omaha.
Yeah, and he said every weekend they're out there.
Yeah, they go out there to get some crops.
Yeah, and he said we never contacted me. I'm like, well, we didn't know how. That's why we put the barricade up so they could at least get through, but knew not to drive over it. So he reached out right away, so that was perfect.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jolene. Thanks, Carol.
Thank you.
Item B. Board to review and certify each officer's notarized inventory statement of all county personal property in the possession of that officer as valid and file them in the county clerk's office. We have those on hand here, so just another formality.
Okay, formality.
Any questions? Any questions on that?
We got everyone's in on time.
Good.
Awesome.
Okay. Board to review and certify each and every. And I need to make a motion.
Yep.
Yeah. Motion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Motion by
Formality.
Scott.
Second.
Seconded by Troy to. I'll call the roll, please.
Scott.
To approve.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Troy.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
And Carol.
Okay. Item C: discuss and approve or deny projects with monies from ARPA Plan Act.
What?
Number one is one office for two office chairs for the road department, one for Jolene and one for Brent. I think they haven't had a new one in...
They need some chairs.
...this century.
Road department? So we're doing the road department chairs?
Yep.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's give them a couple
they
new
need
chairs.
It.
Yeah, they got a couple new trucks and stuff coming. What the hell, a couple... Let's pour an order of the chairs.
Yeah, truck people should throw a chair.
Yeah, right. We do that. We used to do that. Take a truck, put a base underneath it and roll around. Yeah, it's comfortable.
Okay, so that's the first motion.
Okay, I'll make a motion.
And I'll second. Call the roll, please.
Marty?
No. I'm not going to be here at 5:30 anyways.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, item two, Falk Brothers work is already done. Repair broken sewer line in basement west wing of courthouse. Roger,
did anybody see that firsthand?
I didn't see it.
It was pretty crazy. And whoever tried prior, I don't know who, can't point fingers, but they tried patching it with towels, rags, whatever.
Oh,
Wow.
Yeah, it was a wow. I was just like, yeah. So Rodney, of course... but anyways, yeah.
Okay.
So what was the total on that?
6,500, I think.
Oh, okay. I was hoping you were going to say 100, not 1,000.
No. 65.
Well, yeah, I mean, you never know in today's world.
65. Yeah, I know.
But anyways, okay. So did any?
We usually don't do them that way. But he had them here, and they said, oh, by the way, we can do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it was bad, like
some
you said.
Some of the restrooms didn't work.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
You got to have those.
Do I need to make a motion on that?
Yeah.
Just to make sure it's approved,
I didn't know if you wanted to pay it out of ARPA or out of the building grounds fund. So I put it under ARPA.
Okay.
If it qualifies.
It
qualifies. I would just leave it under ARPA.
That ARPA's
taking a beating today.
ARPA is getting beat up today.
But I would leave it under there.
So just a motion and beat ARPA.
Yes. And I think, do you have a motion and a second?
Yeah, I motioned it.
Scott?
On which one are you talking about, the 6,500?
Same thing, and I'll second.
Yeah.
Okay, call the roll.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yeah.
Okay, RTI Building and Grounds new printer. For office. Now this one, maybe he can take it out of his budget.
I talked to him about it. I just happened in here when I got back the other day, and he was just saying that he had to come up here to
scan stuff, and he just said, well, you should be able to do your work from your office.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, and I have not heard that, and I think I'm, Troy and I are part of Buildings and Grounds, right? Is that correct? But he's moving up into... Okay, and you know what? It's probably, when he said that to me, that he was planning on moving up here, I'm like, okay, that's cool, you know, good, and it makes sense. But you just want to make sure the basement doesn't go dormant.
Yeah, make sure he gets down there.
Yeah, he still needs to go down there because a lot of shit can happen and you don't know about it. You know what I'm saying? You know, having an office up here is one. I mean, does it make sense?
Yeah.
But where he's
at down there. Well, you know, also, you know what? And I can't get into it. I was going to mention him. Was the old health department was down there.
The old what?
Health department.
Oh, yeah. They were
I don't know what's in that office now, if there's anything in there. But I think
locked up?
Pretty nice. The door's locked. But
I think the health department may use it for some storage. But have to
and realistically, if you stop and think about it, this would put him in between the basement and the
It'd be a good place for people to get to him.
Yeah, I think he's kind of centralized. I think it'd be fine.
Tell him to fix that office up a little bit.
That's the only original thing in this whole courthouse.
I know, it's like part of a museum.
Don't change a thing.
Yeah, I know.
Are the public defenders going to move into the new one?
Someday.
Okay.
Weirdest thing I've ever seen. I figured they would be loading things up and taking off.
If Rodney moves a desk in there.
Moving in.
What I was told is they were waiting for RTI people because there were some boxes that were empty to get everything over there. But I don't know.
You know how long we've been talking about that, Scott?
I know. Believe me. It's been months. But I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I was all excited. I'm excited for them to move over there. Got everything new, carpet, everything. And they're just like, Yeah, get over there sometime. I'm just like,
they don't know how hard it is to get office space around here.
They don't move over there. We'll throw Rodney in there. Tell them to stay where they're at.
You know,
they'd probably say, okay.
Yeah, they probably would.
Kim does. She's been around here a long time. Like, if an office like that became available, and that was available a year ago.
I would be moving.
Last summer, you know, and then we ARPA'd it and remodeled it, things like that. But I'd have jumped. I don't need it remodeled. I'm in there tomorrow. Yeah, I'm there. So I don't know. Weird. And also down the road, just because you guys are building and grounds, I have had the discussion with Rodney about the public defender's office, right? Well, and I'm not so sure that's where he needs to end up, because there's a room right next door to that that's plenty big enough for a maintenance guy in the hallway by the women's bathroom.
By the women's bathroom back in there, yeah.
That's plenty big enough for him.
Okay, we can look at it.
I would like to see a commissioner room for, you know, whoever. I mean, we can't have meetings in there, obviously, but if the board was ever here, you wanted to meet somebody someplace, because right now, you know, we have Cherie's desk, and it's fine. It's fine, but that's not an office. You know, so if we're doing something, you know, why not a boardroom? I mean, you know, so anyway, that's my two cents on where...
I remember that room, but I haven't been in that other room forever.
It's like a 10x10.
There's two rooms back there.
You know, it's not...
Is there two rooms back there?
I haven't been in there forever.
I haven't been in there since Ted was here.
What are they?
Where's the key for the place?
I think the public defenders are using them for storage.
Okay. I think they're going to have plenty of storage in the new office.
Oh,
I mean, my goodness!
They got that back hallway too.
Yeah, that thing's huge.
When they
park from there, everything's gone.
Yeah.
Everything's gone.
Right.
There ain't no, hey, we're keeping this room. You're taking everything. Everything's gone.
Yeah, make
it work.
Is something in the front office, right inside the door when you come in from the post office side, to your left?
Boating.
Office at Johnson.
Boating.
What? That's boating.
It's packed full.
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't messing with your face.
That used to be the juvenile, and then she moved over.
Doug Johnson, that used to be his office when he was a state patrol.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, that's just on the... So did we need a motion on that printer?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to get a printer for Buildings
and
Grounds.
The black and white or the color? He got two.
How much is the color one?
The color is $715 and the black and white is $379.
I'm making a motion on that black and white.
Oh boy. I'll second.
So all you need is black and white.
I'll second. You know, not like we got money.
The only time I think you should grade is maybe like once a year.
I have a bad.
Call the roll, please.
Bob.
Yes.
Scott.
Maybe.
Yes. Troy.
Yes. Okay, Senior Center is done. We're on to Commissioner Committee Report. Scott?
I got one coming up, Troy and I think.
LEC, right?
Yep, LEC. I have been spending a lot of time with Jolene and talking to her and doing things, and I listen to her daily. She does an awesome job. She really does. She's a good fit for those people out there. I'm glad that we did all the bid opening today. I'm glad that all went well. It was a good day today here in the boardroom, in my eyes. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
Hold on. There is something else, but I can't remember what it was.
Marty.
I said it every meeting.
I actually do not have any. I have not been...
vacation?
Come on.
I have not been in this zip code for a while, so nope, but I got a lot of stuff on the agenda.
Okay. Troy.
Nothing.
Okay. The only thing I have is the... we talked about that. And anybody can go to that NRD meeting on the 14th next Monday if you want.
It's on Thursday, September 14th.
I'm sorry, the Senior Center was I had a meeting with them on Monday, but yeah, the 14th is Thursday for NRD.
If I may real quick, not to interrupt you, because you probably have a lot of other things you want to tell us about. I'm just curious of everyone's opinion with the ladies coming and Garvey of a $20,000 bill to give to those people. What's everybody's opinion on that? You don't have to speak up if you don't
want
to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
it's hard. It's hard when I agree 100%. A guy should. But I also, once you take the Band-Aid off, then, how do you determine between one nonprofit to the other? That's the harder part. I wish you could give it to all of them.
Well, that's kind of...
We haven't... the only ones we did was the fire departments early on with ARPA money. And the other things we've done, the only other thing we did was the college with inheritance.
I don't know how you guys feel as you get a little bit older in life, but as I'm getting a little bit older, that kind of stuff makes a difference to me.
Hey, we're a lot older than you, too. No, it does. It makes a big difference. It makes a big difference to a lot of people. It does. I mean, that's their social outlet. A lot of people, like they said, it's the only people they're going to talk to all day long.
And it's kind of heart-wrenching in the same time, listening to them, but at the same time, I get it. Believe me, I understand it. But, I just look at it as, if we're giving the college, X amount of dollars, and we're giving the... Haven or whoever that other one was, mm-hmm. I just wouldn't rule it out. I'd do some soul searching on those old people is all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. All right, that's all I have.
I think that's it.
Okay, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I think we just we just recess until.
Oh, do we have
our budget one at 5:30?
Separate.
Okay, so I'll second that. Adjournment.
429.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
So, what is the process on this